This is Diamond Insight takes us to Hawaii with Colton Wong. Colton, you know, to start with, a good deal of the mainland right now is hit pretty hard by snow this week. You're in Hawaii, though. I got to ask you, have you ever seen it snow out there?
You know, where I live on the Big Island, it actually snowed all the time. So, yeah, I've seen it snow a couple of times, but nothing close to what the mainland has.
You had a great sophomore year that included an NCAA tournament bid. How would you describe your 2010 season?
It was awesome. I mean, just having the chance to play at the regional level, and just having the opportunity to do what I did, and just a really good experience. I'm just so blessed that I got the opportunity to do something like that.
What was the best thing that happened to you last year?
Probably hitting that walk-off home run in the WAC tournament, because that kind of set us on track to go further in the season, and it was just one of the big things that I never hit a walk-off home run in my entire life. So to do that at this stage was kind of a big thing for me.
As you get ready for this year now, with all that you were able, especially personally, to accomplish last year, do you feel like there's maybe kind of a big target, a big bullseye on your back this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to, look at it as that. I'm going to go out there and, play the game like how I've always been playing. But, you got to realize that there's going to be a bullseye on your back. People are going to know who you are, and they're going to come at you with the best that they have. So I just got to go out there and just, just realize that and, play the game, because, after all, it's just a game after all.
Fresno State kind of had a stronghold. You mentioned that WAC tournament. They had a stronghold on that tournament. Was it a pretty big sense of accomplishment for you guys as a team to be able to win that championship, take it away from them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've always wanted to be Fresno since my freshman year. Coach Trapp has engraved in our head that, they're a team that you need to beat. And, if we beat them, we should be, clear to win the WAC tournament. So, I mean, to beat them and then win the WAC tournament, that was just icing on top of the cake.
You may or may not be around when Hawaii baseball and the rest of the sports move over to the Big West. Are people pretty excited about that?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good news about that. People are really excited that we're moving to the Big West. Even I'm excited, even if I might not be here. It should be something that, people will love to watch. They're going to have, good teams coming down. And, the WAC's a really good conference, but the Big West is a little better. So, it'll help us as a college to get more teams that are better to come down here and, help us get better as well.
You went from playing center field as a freshman to second base last year. How'd that transition go for you?
It was a little difficult in the beginning, just trying to get a feeling of fielding a ground ball compared to catching a fly ball. But I've done it my entire life. I played catcher, outfield, infield. I mean, it's nothing really that different. Just sort of like riding a bike again. You just gotta, once you start going, it kind of comes back to you after all.
As you look toward the future this year and beyond, what position do you see yourself? What do you feel most natural at?
Man, probably second base. I've been feeling really good there. I feel comfortable there. I kind of know the position really well, and I think that I can be utilized better at second base because of my speed, because of my knowledge of the game, and because I can hit a little bit.
You earned Cape Cod MVP honors last summer as well. What was your Cape Cod experience like?
Oh, it was amazing. Just to go to Cape Cod and play in one of the most prestigious leagues in the entire nation. It was just something that, I've dreamed of since I was a little kid, and to go there and play and actually win the MVP, that was just a dream come true, and you couldn't have done anything better than that.
Beyond playing some great competition, just the games you play and things like that, what are things like on a daily basis when you're out there in the Cape Cod? Do you get to do other things?
Sort of. I mean, there's a beach, and, there's other little towns that you can go to. The only thing with the beach, it's like 40 degrees in the water, and that's a little cold for me, so I kind of stay away from there. And also, I've heard that Jaws was filmed there, so I'm kind of a little afraid of that water up there.
I've heard they actually surf out there. You're a Hawaii guy, obviously. Do you do any surfing?
Not really the surfing guy. I'm more of like a bodyboarder guy, and I just kind of actually just chill on the side and watch everybody surf.
You were drafted in the 16th round out of high school. Did you give any serious thought to signing?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I kind of thought that, that was the right decision for me. 16th round from Hawaii, I thought maybe, this is probably the best opportunity I might get. And then I realized from talking to other people that, 16th round, that's a really good pick. But having your college career started, it's going to open a lot more windows for you and actually allow you to mature and realize that baseball is not the most important thing, but it's something that will help. College will help you to get going in your baseball career. So I figured that I should just take the college career and see what happens from there.
Well, now being a junior in college, it's back to draft year again. That can mess with some people. How do you keep those kind of thoughts out of your mind and keep it focused to the team thing and winning baseball games?
I mean, those thoughts are always going to be in your mind. You know, you got to realize this is your important year. This is the year for you to do something. But for me, I think the one thing that I'm going to do is try and just keep an even keel with everything and just try and have a good time. You know, after all, it's a game, and it's a game that I've been raised loving to play, and it's a game that I'm going to love playing, because if I'm going to do it at the next level, I got to make sure that I still love this game. So I'm just going to take it one day at a time and just keep enjoying this time in Hawaii and playing baseball for the Rainbows.
New bat standards in college baseball this year. What do you think of the new bats?
Ah, God. I mean, they're a little tough. I mean, it's going to show, you know, the real hitters, and it's going to really allow people to see that, you know, these bats are making a big difference, and, you know, they're not going to have a lot of home runs like they were in the previous year. So it's going to allow people to see who the real hitters are and allow the hitters to realize that, you know, you're not going to get away with these little, you know, jam shots or easy home runs. You got to earn everything that you're hitting right now.
Colton, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Just maturing, you know, just having a chance to live away from your family and in baseball at a, you know, a really high level, and, you know, just maturing. That's the main thing that I got from being a college baseball player.
What's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing is school. Just balancing school and sports, that's the toughest thing you can do.
All right, before we wrap up, some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a teammate of yours, Lenny Linsky.
Really weird guy.
A Cape Cod guy, Steve Selsky from Arizona.
He's an awesome guy.
Your head coach, Mike Trapasso.
He's a tough guy.
Fenway Park.
Amazing.
The NCAA tournament.
Amazing.
The major leagues.
Dream come true.
And the last one, Colton Wong.
Player.
Colton Wong, best of luck to you and your Hawaii teammates this year.
All right, thank you very much.